This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, write it down somewhere so I don't have to keep telling it to you. Seriously. Anyway, seriously, in all sincerity, I appreciate the time you're spending with me. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, because I want you part of the solution. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to Matt Bellis from Liberty HealthShare. You know, by a dictatorial edict, Herr Biden has decided that he's going to reopen the open enrollment period. Think of all the HR divisions across the country and even the government that scrambled to make sure everything was in and in on time and done right. And now they're going to reopen it again. Why? Biden says because, you know, COVID-19 made it hard to happen. Right. God bless. I mean, seriously. Anybody else? It's just appalling. It's just appalling. And I say that because you do most of this stuff online. He was the guy that said you should put the record player or the radio on at night, wasn't he, Biden? Anyway, most of it's done online. HR departments have cut this down. Most people can get it done. The ones that are having trouble with it, they pick up and call an 800 number. That's right. They're still around. An 800 number, right? Doesn't cost them anything to call. They get all the help that they need. HR departments are more than willing to help you. But somehow, he saw a need to extend it. I think it's because he's trying to get the Affordable Care Act extended. Get more people on it. Make it easier to get on, for whatever reason. Still costs more money. Remember, before Trump did his magic with it, in some areas, the premiums were three times as high. Remember the famous words by Barack Obama? Yeah, remember he said, it shouldn't cost any more than your cell phone bill? I don't know about you guys, but I don't have a $500 cell phone bill. Really, some of these were double and triple. Not the cell phone bill, but double and triple their premiums that they were paying. And I think it was a move to try to nationalize it, try to take over insurance or health care. First national face mask standards have been published. We've been almost a year off and on wearing face coverings, depending on where you are in the country. A technical standards organization has published the first national standard for consumer face masks. Now, the American Society for Testing and Materials' new standards, they look at things as, minimum fit, performance and testing, right? That they also would require user instructions, package labeling, you know, a permanent tag of some kind. Now, the standard they say will bring a value to minimum designs, right? So you're not paying $5 a mask. You know, it's funny, they keep bringing up the hospital. They keep bringing up hospital workers and what have you. Yeah, they change their mask a couple times a day. And then when you come out of the operating room, well, you know, surgeons wear these things for hours at a time. Okay. Surgeons also walk out of the room. They throw it away. They don't touch their hands. They throw everything they got away, basically. You'll want to say to receive a certification, masks must be tested at accredited labs, registered and used in a proper labeling system outlined by the ASTM. Labels must show two testing criteria. Well, thank God for the first one. Breathability. Yeah, I want to be able to breathe. I want oxygen in. And filtration efficiency. According to the guidelines, a level one design would filter at least 20% of the particles, but would have easier breathability. A level two certification would filter at least 50% of particles, but would also allow less breathability. Well, there you go. God. Seriously. When you think of all the things that you touch, the people you're around, the places you go in and out of, how much do you think that mask is going to help you? No, really, seriously. I mean, I'm amazed at what we easily fall for, what we easily fall into. It's actually quite scary, to be frank. But now we have, so if we're coming up with mask standards, it ain't going away anytime soon, people. Are you ready for this? Truly ready for this? Some more craziness that we bought into. Not we, but the generic we. An L.A. school district approves a plan to cut 133 police officers. Now, the L.A. Unified School District's Board of Education, I'm not saying anything, they approved plans to cut 133 police officers, a third of the force, and ban the use of pepper spray on students. They're going to divert the $25 million to go towards a black student achievement plan and help minority students through increased counseling, curriculum updates, teacher development, and more. So what, brown kids, they don't get any money or any help? Right? The plan will cut 70 sworn officers, 62 non-sworn officers, and one support staff. That leaves the force with about 200. Investments in behaviors must be different if we want outcomes to be different. Really? And what are those investments and differences? Right? They want... This is disgusting. I'm going to do this on the other side of the break because this requires more time. And the reasons behind it and what they think it will accomplish, it's just foolery. Just tomfoolery and foolishness. You know, security experts all across the country call these people buffoons in what they're trying to do. But we're all about the emotion. We're all about feeling better. Well, you're not going to feel good when your child is dead or hurt because there weren't enough police on campus. Trouble Senior Host, you'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, coming up after the break, at the bottom of the hour, Matt Bellis is going to join me from Liberty Health Share. The recent edict from the commander and dictator-in-chief is now reopened. What is it? Open enrollment for healthcare. Now, some of you can say, well, that's good. This is a second chance. No, it really doesn't. It really doesn't. He's opened it up because he really wants to make the ACA, I won't say more affordable, but he's going to kind of do it again to force people on it. It didn't do you well the first time. It sure as heck, under this guy, really isn't going to do you well this time. Let's just call it what it is, okay? That simple. Listen, I started a story in the last hour, the last segment. It's very frustrating and very irritating because here you have, again, people are not using science, they're not using facts, they're not using the numbers. The same ones they accuse us of not. They're not using any of these to make decisions. They're using emotions. Just emotions. And because the Black Lives Matter people have had so much of an influence on some of these school boards and areas, they want them to defund the police. You know what? The minority groups don't want you to defund the police. BLM does. Because look at the damage they've done across the country. Look at the riots that they've been part of across the country. Of course they want you to defund the police. But people in minority communities do not want you to. Matter of fact, most of the time they're asking for more police. And the LA Unified School District now has decided to wipe out 133 police officers. That'll save them $25 million. But you see, it's not going to save them $25 million. Because they're going to use that money and invest it in different behavioral outcomes for black students and parents and teachers. Right? They're going to divert $25 million. And they're going to create a 30, I don't know how they're going to do this, because they can never, these guys never make any money. They're going to create a $36 million fund for the Black Student Achievement Plan. Does that mean everybody else gets wiped out? Nobody else? Hispanics don't count? Asians don't count? Do the Polynesian people, you give me a list of the ones that don't count. Right? Officers at secondary schools, instead of protecting them, we're going to replace them with climate coaches and restorative justice advisors. I'd love to get these people on my show. I want to know what that means. What are you actually going to do? We've got some of the worst schools, education systems in the world here now. We used to be like among the top three. We've got some of the worst now. And what are we worried about? Restorative justice and climate change. Oh, and gender, whatever. Does it make sense to anybody? You know, if you hop onto YouTube, they've got these videos up there. Americans are so stupid. And you look at them, and you see people in other countries, they're required to learn English, number one, which I think is hilarious. We don't even speak English properly here. They know more about our history than we do. They know more about science and math and that kind of than we do. And we tout ourselves as having a great education system. As they used to say in the 80s, gag me with a spoon. Climate coaches will assist staff and site administrators by supporting a safe and positive school culture and climate for all students, staff, and community members. They'll be from the communities they serve with extensive knowledge and familiarity to strengthen student connections. Connections to what? No, really. Needed services and supports are made possible by trimming the school police budget. Yeah, maybe there's other budgets they need to trim. Maybe there's other money they need to cut back on. I go through a whole list of where I see education waste happens on a regular basis. Board member Jackie Goldberg told the news outlet that I have heard the concerns of black students who have felt targeted by school police. I believe there are creative ways to keep our schools safe and don't rely on having an officer stationed on campus. Well, let me tell you what. I love when they say that. Jackie Goldberg, right? She has heard from black students. Well, which black students? A multitude? See, you could say this, you could use these same terms about black, white, Hispanic, Italian, whatever you want. I've heard from the Italian community kids that, that they're targeted by the school police, especially those who have stolen stuff from the classroom. Come on. You're telling me how cops... See, are the police bad? Because this is what happens when police are bad. still targeting them. So get rid of the bad cops and bring in better cops. We have bad people in every profession. Police, teachers, administrators. Every group, every profession has bad people in it. Doesn't make it okay, it just means it's there. Right? And that the kids will feel safer without the cops there. That is so not true. Many of you know that one of the schools that I oversee as a trustee was shot up. Not in a violent shooting like you saw in some of these places where 20 or 30 people were taken out. When I talk to the kids personally after, not for political or show reasons, but as a concerned trustee for the district, ask them later on how they felt at school. What can we do to make them safer? What? Whole different animal as compared to what you read in some of these reports, if you would. When they tried to remove the police officers from our schools, or sheriffs in our case, when I spoke to the kids, they wanted the sheriffs there. See, they don't see them, and I'm talking black kids, Hispanic kids, white kids. Those police officers aren't on campus walking around with their hand on their gun going, who can I catch? No. They get to know those kids. They get to know the troubled kids so they can help them out of trouble, not to arrest them. But you'll never hear them talk like that because you can't talk positive about police officers. Apparently, it's the wrong thing to do. That's just sad. It's double sad, actually. Joe Messina, your host. God, this stuff makes me nuts. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know what? Stay with us. Matt Bellis joins us after the break. Don't do anything stupid. I don't want you to go far. I want you to still be with us when we come back. Please be with us when we come back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Pfizer said Wednesday that its COVID-19 vaccine may offer reduced protection against the South African variant of the virus. A new lab study showed the vaccine was still able to neutralize the virus, but its antibody protection was reduced by 2/3. Andy Slavitt, the White House senior advisor for COVID response, tells CNBC that the vaccine still exceeds the threshold for it to work against the coronavirus.
It is less effective, but still above the threshold. So what does that mean? When I ask, what does that mean? They basically say there's a threshold at which the vaccine has to surpass in order to work. And these vaccines appear to work above the threshold. So while it's less, people are feeling pretty good that the vaccines are responding and creating antibodies, although not as many. So will it require an amendment? That we don't know.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. You'll listen to Real Side. Joe Messina, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5. You know what? We're going to have to redo all those intros. And reason being is, can you use all that, that nasty, politically incorrect, go ahead and make my day, right? I did one the other day. I got an email, and I think it's hilarious. I've only had it going for 10 years, where I think it's out of a scene from The Untouchables, where he says, just like a WOP to bring a knife to a gunfight. In case you haven't noticed, I'm Italian, so me using terms like WAP and Guinea and Dago and all that, and it's okay. I'm usually trying to make a point. We've gotten so sensitive. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I keep telling you, Get out of the 1950s. The only way, we've been so programmed, mentally programmed, that the only way to set up your health care or ways to take care of your body or what have you and to get medical attention is, you cut the check to the insurance company. After they get it and cash the check, you drop your knees and you pray that they'll actually cover the problem that you might have. But there are other ways to make this happen. And we've been talking about health sharing for years now. And again, if you haven't got it yet, I don't know if they cover mental health. I'm not sure anyhow, but that's why I bring on people like Matt Bellis with Liberty Health here to let you know there are other options. There are other ways to set up your health care. Matt, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here and among the sensitive crowd that squirms at the idea that I could say words that I shan't.
I know. First of all, on a serious note, Rush Limbaugh passed away today, and we kind of all knew it was coming, but that doesn't really negate, a lot of people feeling bad about what happened. He's got a family. He touched the lives of a lot of people. And, my heart and prayer goes out to his family and close friends to him. I mean, it's been a long battle for him. I can only imagine what it was like.
Yeah, it's a little bit sad whenever you see somebody like that who's battling cancer this long to finally have to give into the fight. But he definitely leaves a very long history.
Yeah. And, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. The man fought for what he believed to be truth. He fought what he believed to be right. And he never gave up. I mean, seriously, there are a lot of guys in this business that I know that when they don't see things, I won't say going their way, but when they really see the that they believe that were being flushed down the toilet, they run. They take off. And we can't give up. We can't give up any more than our founding fathers gave up. You know, they stayed. My God, can you imagine what it must have, what was going through their heads when they were getting ready to take on the most powerful military on the planet? You know, they must have been looking at each other going, have we been drinking? Who had this idea? You know? Seriously. All right, boys. Well, hey, listen, you know, we talk about this on a regular basis, the open enrollment period. And I'm understanding now that all of a sudden, by dictate, we have a second. We didn't get the first one right or something? What happened?
Well, because of an executive order signed by President Biden in January, we have a new open enrollment time period, at least for the short time here, over the next couple of months for people to sign up for health care. Many people citing the issues of COVID and, you know, problems within the prior administration and how they're going to spin those things. But the fact that people can now purchase health insurance during the beginning parts of the year is a novel idea to our more recent understanding of the ACA and how the health insurance purchasing should be done. So we do have a new time period by which individuals can sign up for health care, whether they lost their health insurance through a job loss or for other purposes or other reasons due to maybe COVID coming on and causing havoc and troubles or whatever it might be. We do have another open enrollment time period by our leaders to bestow upon us.
No. Wait a minute. I can't let you get away with that. Our leaders, really? I saw you gingerly go by that, but yeah. So from the people trying to run the country. Oh, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
This is an advantage to Liberty HealthShare because you technically have open enrollment 12 months a year, don't you?
Well, we do. You have no certain time limit by which you need to pay for Liberty Health Share or health care sharing. It's not insurance. It's not a part of a third-party payment system. The members of health care sharing ministries and Liberty Health Share are exempt from the fines and the mandates of the ACA, meaning that those mandates that ensure that only a certain time period of the year can be purchased health care can be purchased. That is, you know, the things that you are exempted from when it comes to being a part of Liberty Health Share. You know, we're a group of individuals who have taken on the responsibility and the decision to guide and manage and direct our own health care based on our strong health beliefs. And so because we're not insurance, we have the ability to purchase it at any time of the year. We have the novel ability to join a community of people who want to share medical expenses with one another. So no, we're not affected by this executive order or more people purchasing health care. But it is a strange time to live in where one person gets to decide whether or not you get to purchase health care in February rather than November.
You know, based on... I'm not going to get too political here, but based on the fact that California, the beautiful state of California, has now become Venezuela North, where we lose power on a fairly regular basis. You know, we have, you know, it's interesting in Texas to have all the wind farms. They're very heavily dependent on, you know, green energy, if you would. And what's happening right now in Texas, same thing that was happening in California. We had the high winds. They shut our power off. And, you know, there's plenty of people still in rural areas that depend on power to pump water. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun watching what's happening around us. So, anyway, but when it comes to health care, you know, our hospitals here in California, anyway, they say they're at capacity because of COVID-19 and all of that. And when you look at the strain on the health care system, they've got a lot to that, the telephone, the video kind of medical help, and Liberty has a plan like that as well, don't they?
Well, we often utilize as much technology as we can, and telemedicine has been one of those things that we have been leading on in the forefront of it and have implemented within our healthcare sharing ministry so that people can see the doctor by the way of a video conference call. Frankly, it was one of those things that just made sense, because what you see from those video conference calls, or at least through telehealth, is the ability to take care of about 80% of the reasons you would go to the doctor. Now, it doesn't completely remove your ability to go see the doctor. You know, there are going to be those times where the doctor really needs to see you. But in terms of follow-up visits, or in terms of, you know, just having a stomach ache or some minor illness, it really does help to be able to, you know, see your doctor just from the comfort of your own home. A lot of people would have to take a half day off of work, go to the doctor's office, wait in the waiting room, then go to the smaller waiting room, and then go to the doctor's office and wait there and see the doctor for 10 minutes for him to just tell you, oh, yeah, I'm going to write you a prescription for this, and then, you know, see the lady on the way out and pay them. You know, after spending so much time doing that and having to take off time of work to do that, a lot of people start to then see the benefit of telemedicine. And we were doing this before COVID-19. And what's interesting is that during the advent of COVID-19, it really has become the era of video conference calling. And what we have seen over the past year is a big adoption of telemedicine over the past year. It has been growing steadily month after month of people seeing the doctor via telemedicine, which is actually not a bad idea. If your symptoms are mild, if you don't necessarily need to have blood work done or taking your blood pressure, or, you know, something physically ailing you that the doctor can just see and help you and prescribe something to get over an issue, it makes a whole lot of sense. Now, again, it doesn't take care of all of the issues when it comes to healthcare, but it really does help take care of those things that we can take care of, add in some more efficiencies, and it's usually good for the doctor as well. Let them save time, see more patients, spend more time with the patient that they're talking with, rather than having to go from room to room to room to room to only spend a couple of minutes at each spot. So we've seen the benefit of telemedicine. We have that a part of our program, and we're just glad to see that the rest of the world is catching up to what we've already known.
You know, well, you guys have done a lot of what I would consider cutting edge or getting out front of things, that common sense stuff, that there's no reason why we shouldn't, this shouldn't be. You know, we talk a little bit about you know, weight control and all of that. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. I'm going to, you know what, health insurance is not the only way to go. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. You're listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Some of you people that comment on things that you're not informed on. I'm not informed on a lot of this stuff either. I hear about it. I kind of understand it. And that's why I bring on people to have a clue. Like Matt Bellos with Liberty Health Sharon. Matt, always appreciate your time with me. And, you know, we're talking about some of the... Well, I don't know what you want to call them, innovations, or you talked about telemedicine. Liberty Health Share was on the front end of that. One of the things that you and I have talked about in the past is weight control, really. I mean, I don't know what you want to call it or what makes you feel comfortable, but, you know, I had gained a lot of weight. I had blown off a lot of weight, and COVID has been kind enough to bring it back to me. But working with that, you have a program by which, you get some help. You get some encouragement on losing the weight, staying healthy, and that kind of stuff, don't you?
You absolutely do, Joe. You don't have to spend a lot of your money on the big and tall section. So you can actually find ways to control your weights. You can actually find ways to get into better health. And frankly, it doesn't take much. What we have found with Liberty HealthShare is that just with a little bit of accountability, a little bit of coaching, you can really affect a lot of change in your life. Because what we have done with Liberty HealthShare is we've set up our program called HealthTrack. Now, HealthTrack is an extra $80 per month charge, but with that, you get a health coach that walks through some predetermined self-set goals that whenever you actually reach those goals, you graduate from HealthTrack and you retain your Liberty HealthShare membership. It really works well for those who are battling things like obesity or even smoking, high blood pressure, hypertension, or even type 2 diabetes. Actually, my father, who founded Liberty HealthShare, is someone who suffers from type 2 diabetes, and he controls it with weight and exercise, and he is a part of the HealthTrack program. But it's just one of those ways, like I said, that we've been able to find with some coaching and some accountability, we've seen significant change in people's lives. And so we're doing what we can as a program to not only be innovative on the front end, but really help our members through the process of healthcare to get them to a place where they feel better, where they have better health, and they're able to manage it in a much more realistic way.
You mean you don't send me a health club membership card, and you know, because that would really help now. And you know,
we just say, "Well, good luck."
Oh, you're having a weight loss problem? Well, we'll send you a health club card. Good for 8 visits. We'll see how you're doing, and then we'll revisit the situation. Okay, but no chocolate cake on your way home. No, it's interesting when I hear some of the stories about people. But it is true, you know. Even though I've gained a good portion of the weight back, when I was losing the weight, it was always great to have people around you that kind of encouraged you. And not only did they notice you were losing the weight, but they were saying, you know, you look healthy, you're walking better, whatever it is. And it is a big deal. It is a big change in the way you look at stuff. The other thing that Liberty HealthShare does, which I think is a big deal too, and from a mental standpoint, it really, you know, mental health standpoint, it's really a big deal, is you allow words of encouragement, messages of encouragement for people that might be going through the same thing you did and came through. You know, if I went through a certain ailment or illness and I came through it and I'm helping somebody else, I can encourage them. I can write them notes, if you would, can't I?
Well, actually, we have our community based online where we do our sharing and giving and receiving. So really, that's the place that we go to talk to one another, to figure out what's going on with our healthcare bills and to manage that. But you have the ability within Liberty HealthShare to send notes of cheer to people who are struggling, dealing with problems. You're able to pray for them and tell them that, you know, this money, the things that I'm contributing here is coming from another person, another family who's a part of this community. This is not just coming from some secret fund in the back room, you know, a bureaucratic black hole. These are coming from living, breathing human people who have been dealing with this, probably a lot of the same things that you might have, and have been able to find support in the community at large. What a lot of people don't realize is that it's not just the people who are going through the health issue that suffers. It's the family and the friends and the people around them that go through that suffering as well. And so our members are out there praying for those people, reaching out to them, helping them along their way to realize that even though a family member might be going through this, you're not alone either. So that's what's important about healthcare sharing, though. Understanding and realizing that our healthcare is our responsibility and something that we take on, but we take on together as a community. We share in those medical expenses. We support each other in times of need. We give each other the spiritual boost whenever we actually need it. You know, it's just an amazing aspect of being a part of Liberty HealthShare to know that my money is going towards real people and they're helping me in turn whenever I may have a need. It's just a completely different way of looking at healthcare, but a way that we wouldn't have any other way.
Well, it's funny, you know, one of the conversations you and I have been having for years is the terminologies and people, again, you know, the 1950s mindset that mom and dad sit at the table, you write the check to the insurance company, and you hope and you pray that they pay for your procedures or whatever it is that you need. This is a whole different way of thinking. You really, truly are actively involved in your health care. You actually get time with the doctor. You actually are, you know, as I love to say, the doctor isn't practicing insurance. He actually gets to practice medicine with you and do the things that he or she would normally do depending on what symptoms you have. I don't think people realize Matt, how much the insurance company has a say in whatever the healthcare procedure or program they're going to put you on when you go in with an ailment or a situation. The doctor has to look up, see what they're willing to pay for, see what their prescribed methods and procedures are. Where if you went in with a wad of cash and you're sitting with the doctor saying, look, I need to know what is the best process or procedure for me in this situation. Is that a true statement?
Joe, I don't even know why I have to show up to your show anymore. You've got it, my friend.
You're a great teacher.
I'll just turn you on and let you lose, my friend.
Well, you and I have joked about this in the past, but it's so true. People get nervous. They hear, first of all, you talk a lot about God. Is this like a church thing? And then it's membership. Do I get the secret handshake after I join? And what do you mean self-pay? What do I need you for if I have to cut the check? It really is a different mindset, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's what we like to call an ownership mindset, because we have been conditioned so long to experience healthcare from an entitlement mentality where we just give our money and just get whatever we have coming to us based on the decisions that people 3,000 miles away make. And this completely changes that and turns it on its head. It gives you back the power of your healthcare to make the decisions that are necessary in terms of your doctor, your hospital, working in consulting with your doctor to find out what's the best procedure, when to go through a particular treatment, how to go through it, all those kinds of things. It really changes that process on its head and puts you back in the driver's seat, because you have the power of the purse strings when it comes to healthcare within Liberty HealthShare, and that is one of the most powerful places to be, not only in terms of decision-making ability with your healthcare, but in terms of cost containment. Because that's why we've been able to save so much money in healthcare, is because we've unleashed the most cost-effective, cost-containment device in healthcare today, and that's the private pay patient. The person who is in charge, who has that ownership mindset, who is going to be responsible for their healthcare, work with their doctor as their coach, and not just expect in terms of entitlement to get whatever's coming to them because they paid their money somewhere along the road. This is a completely different way of taking care of your health care. And, you know, it's great to see when people actually join Liberty HealthShare. That's when they start to come to the realization that, yeah, this is different. Wow, I can't believe how limited I was with any third-party pay system. But now the sky's the limit at this point, and the community of Liberty HealthShare really makes that possible.
Yeah, I don't think people, you know, again, it's you may... Here I am. I'm taking a swipe at the old folks, but I'm used to that. No, the younger people are probably more open and understanding to this kind of thing, because they tend to question more. I deal a lot with young people, and I get the biggest kick out of the questions I never thought to ask when I was younger. But when it comes to medical conditions and things they need to be doing, they're more health conscious, if you would, to a big degree. Something like gummy bear thing, you know, it seems to be some kind of fad with something that you can't even tell what it is. I don't think any scientists know what that stuff is. But anyhow, no, seriously though, in all seriousness, it seems like young people definitely ask more questions, and I think that's cool, and I think that's right. Let's if people want more information, I always joke that you need to read, you need to get involved, you need to do something more than just send in your check. You need to really understand what you're in for, because it's a different paradigm. It's a different way of taking care of yourself and dealing with your health. How do they get more information?
Just go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. You can also give us a call at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237, or again, libertyhealthshare.org.
Always have a good time. I appreciate your time with me, Matt, really. And as I joke with you all the time, I get a lot of positive feedback from these segments. We speak plain, simple English. We don't speak Dr. E's. And it does make it easier for people. This and taxes scare the heck out of people. You know what I'm saying? Hey, have a great rest of the day, Matt. People, you have a great rest of the day, too. God bless. We'll be back here tomorrow. Hopefully, you will be with us.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?